Welcome in to Spilly on the Rocks. Rockies just finished their weekend series against the New York Mets, and they got swept again. Rockies are now 12-53. Is that right? Jeez, that doesn't even sound right to say 12-53. I mean, again, historically bad. We know this, but a lot of things happened over this weekend. Friday night, so Thursday they had a day off, and then Friday, quite a few moves for the Rockies, including they called up one of their top prospects in Ryan Ritter. So Ryan Ritter finally makes his major league debut. It was fantastic. He ended up with a triple for his first major league hit in a Rockies uniform, and he becomes the first Rocky whose first major league hit in his very first game hits a triple. So kind of fun nugget there for Ryan Ritter. Jacob Stallings, who is called Coach Stallings, had a great year last year. Rockies just wanted to run it back, and he ended up getting released on Friday to make room for Ryan Ritter. And then a couple guys, Zach Agnos, who is on the bereavement list. He lost his grandfather, and then he came back, and he was the one that ended up giving up the big hit Friday. Saturday was a drubbing by the Mets. Like, it was a sloppy game. It was probably the worst game that the Rockies had played all week. So you go back, they sweep the Miami Marlins. It was great. We're feeling good. Day off, feeling even better. Friday, really tight game. The Rockies almost had a chance to beat the Mets, and then they lose late. And then Saturday wasn't even close. What stood out on Saturday was, Germán Márquez is coming back to form. He's looking pretty good, I'm telling you. But the Mets had something when it came to, him in the stretch. They were stealing without even throws. Like, they were running, and Germán hadn't even thrown a pitch yet, and they were halfway to second base. So a little bit frustrating there. Some sloppy defense on Saturday, and then Sunday, with the chance, and like, Mets pitching staff has been one of the best in baseball. The New York Mets are now 42-24. Dang, they're right up there with the Detroit Tigers. So they're like best record in the National League right now is the New York Mets. So they're playing really well. And then on Sunday, the game on Sunday was awful. Like, not a fun one. Chase Dolander ended up, second start in a row where he's not able to get past three innings and give up a couple homers. And the Mets ended up hitting five homers, including Pete Alonso, who hit two, which passes him from David Wright, who is second. They were tied for second all time in New York Mets uniform. Now the Polar Bear is officially number two by himself. So David Wright's number three. And then the next guy in line is Darryl Strawberry. So Pete Alonso is about nine, I think 9 or 10 homers away from passing up Pete Alonso, as far as the most ever by a New York Met, which is kind of cool. We love those type of stories. So, day off for the Rockies on Monday, and then the Giants come into town. The Giants just swept the Atlanta Braves. So, I want to show you kind of where we're at with standings. This is still so early, and I hate showing standings, but since it is kind of fun to show some standings, let's show some standings right now, and kind of get you where everything's at. Okay, so Tigers, and this is not caught up specifically to where we are. I mean, it's like a little bit late, a little delay. Tigers, best team that I've seen in baseball. Love them. New York Mets just came in, buzzsaw, so they've won three in a row because they just swept the Rockies. They score a bunch. They have the best overall pitching staff in baseball. Then you have the Cubs, who I'm a big fan of. They ended up losing a series in Detroit. Yankees and Red Sox matched up, and then the Dodgers squeaked out. They almost got swept by the St. Louis Cardinals. So, top five teams by record is Tigers, Mets, Cubs, Yankees, Dodgers, all fairly high payroll teams except for the Tigers. Yeah, the Phillies, who. Phillies are in a spiral. They've lost 9 of their last 10. 9 of the last 10, the Phillies have lost. And then the Giants come into town having just swept the Atlanta Braves. So they are 38-20 and 10 games over 500. What's crazy here is the Braves, They're now 10 games below 500. They're 27 and 37. And you have the Texas Rangers. Both these teams I thought would probably be, maybe it's, I mean, still, it's so early, but I thought maybe the Rangers and Braves, if they got to full strength, they could match up in the World Series. I'm not feeling that right now at all. So 12 and 53. Next worst record is the White Sox at 12, and I think they lost today, so they're 12 and 44. Dang, like the Rockies are 10 games back of the White Sox. Like that's it's just the stuff that's just it's mind-blowing to me. Where are they currently at? And so I know after today's game, Warren Schaefer was not happy with the state of the play that he had the last 2 days. You have the we you had the series sweep in Miami, in a place where historically they don't play well, and then you come home with a day off and you have a really good Mets team, but you have a chance to maybe keep it going a little bit. And Saturday and Sunday, not good games for the Rocks. They did not play well at all. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. But it's just, I mean, that perspective right there of seeing where Tigers, Mets, I mean, we're talking like 20 games over 500. And then you get to the Rockies and it's like f over 40. And like even second to last place, they're 10 games back. 10 games back. So kind of crazy. I'm going to do a commercial for Taco Bell, which is going to be kind of funny. So if you watch Rockies games, probably in the next couple of weeks, you're going to see a Taco Bell commercial that I get to do. Kind of like Cargo back in the day when he did the Rockies Taco special with seven runs or more and Cargo. We'll see if I can act a little bit better than that. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So day off, doing a little acting. And hopefully it comes out good, and hopefully the Rockies in June and July and August can score some runs so we can get some free tacos. I love tacos, but it's been rough, man. Everywhere I go, people are always asking questions. How is it going to get better? I've told you how. It's just gonna. We're gonna have to wait and see. We're gonna have to wait and see. You can follow me at SpillyGood19. You follow the boys at Mile High Sports. I will be showing up to the studio and record one live, I think end of this month. So look forward to seeing you there.